And you're very welcome back to Lifeline now. I should be talking to Con McCormick on the phone. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Great reception. Great. Now, we spoke to you last Wednesday and you were doing your walk from Turkey to Romania. Where are you today and have you finished your walk?
So this morning I'm literally sitting at a cafe in the capital of Bulgaria, in Sofia. So I finished my walk 2 days ago now, I think it was.
Well done.
On the 31st.
Brilliant. Yeah, great. Well done.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit. That was from Turkey to Romania.
Yeah, so basically it was I never actually went into Romania or Turkey. I just went to the border.
The borders.
And I stayed in Bulgaria the whole time. And I just I basically just hugged the coastline the whole way up. And in total, I walked 506 kilometres in 24 days.
Well done. Now, just to remind listeners, you were doing this walk for Pieta House because you lost a few friends through suicide and you wanted to raise awareness and raise money.
Yes, that's exactly why I did it, yeah. So basically, a good friend of mine, Keith Sheridan, Cheryl, took his own life about 6 weeks ago, maybe a bit more now. It's been something that's always sort of affected me over the years. It's always been, sadly, it's almost like a yearly event. It just seems to be a really big problem in Ireland.
We
need organisations like Pieta House because there's not enough help there, and there's not enough done from the government, I suppose, if you ask me.
No, there is. We need more. We need a lot more help. But you raised how much for Pieta House?
Well, as it stands, I think it's almost €7,000.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
And then tomorrow evening, my friends who are all musicians and so on in Bulgaria have organised a fundraising event for my charity as well. So I don't know. Like, we might hit 7.5, maybe 8. I don't know. Like, we'll see what happens.
Have you got a page on your Facebook if people want to donate again? I know you did. You said last week, but is that still open?
Yeah, it's still open. So if you want to find me on Facebook, my page is not private at the moment. So if you want to find me on Facebook, my name is obviously Con McCormick. It's spelled slightly different than normal. It's I don't know if you want to, like, Conn and then McCormaic.
Yeah.
But if people want to find me, but to be honest with you, Debbie, is. It's not really about, if people want to donate, they can just go directly to Pieta House
and donate, and that's
perfect because, like, it doesn't matter whether it comes from my page or whether it comes from them directly. But once Pieta House get the money, that's great because they need it.
They
need it now more than ever. I don't know if you saw recently, like, there's been a few kind of posts on Facebook about. There was 21 suicides in Galway alone in August. I think there was 32 suicides in the country in the month of August.
Oh,
which
my God.
Is very high, yeah. And it's actually higher. There's more people dying of
suicide than COVID.
Than coronavirus, yeah. You know what I mean?
That's what we're saying. It has to be highlighted. We have to highlight it. We have to get it out there. And people do need help. I know we're living in hard times and we know we're going through this COVID, but if there's more people dying from suicide, you know, really now, it's getting to an epidemic where we need the help now.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, you know, and there's no sort of 24/7 help or anything like that from the government sort of thing. So, I know Pieta House is, like, pretty much totally funded by donations from the public. I think it's about 80% from the public. So, they need the money. I mean, I did ring Pieta House at the start of my walk, and I asked them to sort of send me, like, a breakdown of the figures that they have, and, like, they sent me, like, a breakdown of 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, and the number is just rising every single year.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously they need more money, and this is why we need to be fundraising and so on, you know.
So, Con, you've done the walk. You got stung by a wasp last week on your toe. I seen that you got it, looked very sore. How's your toe now? Is it okay?
Well, to be honest, I was towards the end of the trip. I actually got on a Ferris wheel and just sort of like was looking back over the coastline and so on, and I started reflecting over the journey, and I was looking at my wasp sting or whatever. Mm. And yeah, look, I mean, it's grand now. It's totally healed up, but it definitely did slow me down. Like it set me back about a day or so.
Yeah, it looked enough, really sore. Have you some allergy to wasps or something? Because I've never seen a wasp sting to get so. It looked really bad.
Yeah, well, I've been told lately that it was more than likely actually a hornet and not a wasp.
Oh, right, okay.
Because of the reaction that I had and so on. Because like, I've been stung by wasps back in Ireland and I never had that sort of reaction. So it was more to do with the more people I speak to over here, they reckon it was a baby hornet.
Yeah, God.
Because of the reaction. And that's usually what happens when a hornet stings you. So, but yeah, it was nasty. It sent me back a little bit, but...
Honest,
I mean, it was once I went to the hospital and I got injections and stuff and they helped me but I was just so stubborn, really, if I'm honest. I was like, you know, I'm not stopping now. I'm not giving up. And the pain, like, you know, I just always thought about all the messages that I was getting and the support that I was getting and the donations and all that. I was like, it got me through it, you know.
Yeah, but you needed to get that sorted. But thankfully, you're on the road to recovery, and you've done really, really well. So, thanks a million for talking to us. And when are you back in Ireland?
I'm back around the middle of September.
I think
I mentioned it last year that I'm starting my final year of college. So, I'll be back around the middle of September, maybe the 20th or something like that. Yeah.
Well, enjoy your last few weeks over there. Then have a holiday now and relax. But listen, thanks a million, Con, and well done for raising that money.
And thank you, Debbie, for having me on, and thanks for sharing the Facebook donation link and all that kind of stuff as well.
Okay, look after yourself, Con.
Take care.
Thanks. See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.